Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Mr. Peter Cameo of the Catholic Relief Services. It is the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle B.
God is good all the time. Very good. Brothers and sisters, thank you for your generosity. Last year, I saw in the records that through the Operation Rice Bowl, you did a great job and contributed $540 to feed the poor out there. According to us, it takes 150 shillings. $150 to feed a child for a year. With 540, how many did you feed? 3 and something more. 3 kids you fed me. Thank you so much for your generosity. Catholic Relief Services is the official international humanitarian agency of the Catholic community in the United States. And it provides assistance to people in need in nearly 100 countries outside America. And that is without regard to race, nationality, or religion. Millions of you, particularly the young and the youth, Catholics in the United States, contribute generously as donors and through this program. Have you ever seen this thing? Have you ever seen this thing? A little more. Yeah? And time you have food and time you have meals, please bring it along with you. And do not forget to put something for a child to eat. These funds that you put in this comes to CRIs, and CRIs would respond to emergencies throughout the world and initiate long-term development community projects that would alleviate suffering. Thank you for being a participant to the Operation Rice Bowl. Africa is the home of 1 billion people, and that's where I come from. Millions of these people suffer hunger, thirsty, and are displaced by droughts and floods and very senseless wars. Today, the Horn of Africa has got 2.3 million people who are very, very hungry, and they need food. And I'm hearing reports from West Africa that because of the droughts that are happening now and the wars that are happening, more mouths will need to be fed. And I ask you, please, as the young people in America, and I have a lot of faith in you, please do not give up. Try to continue. Fill up these so that you can feed not 3, but 9. I'm sure you have the capacity to feed 9, not 3. Isn't it? I remember when I was young, I was about 5 to about 19. I was a very hungry boy. Honestly speaking, if I ate well, I would be taller than I am. Believe me, you don't. But let me tell you, and I'm saying it right from my heart, anger. Being hungry without food in your stomach, it is an unforgivable sin. It is a disease. And it's annoying because it is the easiest disease you can treat, you can cure in the world. Jesus spent his time treating very hard, complicated jobs about today, you only need that ball, and you sleep well. Anger is devastating. I went to bed without a meal, and I woke up to a very rude, very frustrating morning. And I faced my daily chores without that meal. And the next night, without a meal, my mother, with the tears rolling her cheeks, I can remember it like yesterday, courageously pointed out that God is very kind to us. Perhaps you would have searched God at that time and wondered, is he still around? But he was. And my mother reminded me, God is so kind, he has given us 10 fingers. 10 of these. And I only needed one to make a change of the taste of my saliva, because the saliva changes into very bitter saliva that you can't swallow. And of course, listening to my mother, I stuck his finger in my mouth and began to suck it. Well, the saliva changed. I went into bed, a very cold bed, woke up the following morning, and found out that as I went to bed, I was actually praying that somebody would consider me and give me something to eat in the morning. But that morning, there was nothing. When the help did not come, that help that I was waiting for, I walked down the paths. And what was I doing? Searching on the ground to see if somebody had spattered some sugarcane they were chewing. And thanks be to God, I found chewed up canes. And I collected that. Where I was lucky and I found banana peels, I was at home. Very nice food. I did not only chew and throw it, I chewed and swallowed. During this Lent, I'd like you to remember one thing. That there are children, and particularly in Africa, millions of children are suffering. Just like I did. And if you wish, and I'm saying you, if you wish, everyone in this church, if you do wish, you can. Save them from anger and thirst through the CRI's operation. For goodness, please fill this up. Padre Arupe, he was a Jesuit leader. And they say, if there is anger anywhere in the world, the only communion that we share is somehow incomplete everywhere in the world. We are Catholics and we know what that means. Christ can never be happy if we are not with the poor. And I encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, to pray, reflect, and participate as donors through the Operation Rice Bowl. You will make a difference to the least of my brethren, the hungry, the thirsty, the prisoners, and the oppressed. Once more, I want to thank you and say thank you for participating in the fast. But the need is so great. Please double your effort. I wish you a blessed, prayerful, reflective, and action-oriented this particular year. God is good. And all the time, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.